Zok de Elegan Mishnevaita, Masechtas Klayim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. What did we learn in Mishnah Zayin? In Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if I have a wheat field and my friend has, let's say, a barley field, it's okay if my field comes up to his field, as long as it belongs to two other people. Not only that, let's say my friend also has a wheat field. He has a wheat field, I have a wheat field. But I didn't plant all the way up to my property line. There's a strip over there, which I didn't plant yet. I can plant barley there because it looks like, oh, the barley belongs to the friend and the wheat starts with me. No one chaps this one strip of barley, this one row of barley is also mine. There are exceptions to this rule. The exceptions would be chardal and charia. Chardal is mustard seed. Charia is a kind of a flour called saffron. It's used for flavoring and as a very geschmack, aroma. Zakta Mishnah, ein saimcha l'stei tvua. You can't put near someone else's tvua. Chardal v'charia. Why not? So the Batnur explains. Chardal and charia are very not good for tvua. So the whole idea is people will think, let's say my friend has barley and I have wheat. And there's a strip over here. I can plant barley. They'll think the barley is part of the next field. They won't realize it's mine. They'll think my friend has barley. I have wheat. They won't have my barley is next to my wheat. But that doesn't work with chardal and charia. Being that chardal and charia hurt the tvua, you can't plant chardal and charia next to your neighbor's tvua. Because people are going to say, even if your neighbor let you. But in most cases, the neighbor's going to say, excuse me, please don't plant it next to my tvua. That's going to hurt my tvua. So if you are planting it, most people will think, it all must be one field. People will think for sure, he planted it in his field. And they're going to be chayshim, these are even the Yisr Klayim. I will saim chalistei yirakais, chardal v'charia. But if your friend has vegetables, you can plant chardal v'charia, if it's in someone else's field. No one's going to think, it's all one big field. Why? Chardal and charia don't hurt vegetables. So it's like any other mean that you can plant next to your friend's field. People will say, they planted together? Nobody was over Yisr Klayim. One field belongs to one person, the other field belongs to someone else. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Soimach, you can put together two types of tfua, lebur, if in between these two tfua, there's a bur. Bur means a field that has not been worked on. Ulinir, or let's say there was a plowed field that wasn't planted. So if in between one tfua field and another tfua field, you have a bur, or a near, that's a hefsek. And I can have, let's say, barley on one side of the boar, or a near, and wheat on the other side. For that matter, ulagapa. If I have a stone fence without any cement in between, that's called agapa. Uladerech. Or there's a path over here between the two fields. So I can plant on both sides of the field. Even if both sides belong to one person. How wide would this derech hayachad have to be? 4 amos. Ula geder gevoya saratvachet. Geder is a fence that was made out of stones and cement. It has to be high 10 tvachim. The gapa also has to be high 10 tvachim. The Mefarshim explained over here, the chiddush by the gapa is, even though it's like a temporary kind of fence, there's no cement, I still say it's enough for a hefsek. Even though I have here stones without cement, I still say I can have wheat on one side and barley on the other side. Vayitra says, Mishnah l'charitz, also if there's a trench in the ground, shul amak asar, that is deep 10 tfachim, the rachiv, and it's wide, from one edge to the other, arba, 4 tfachim, you can plant one type on one side, a different type of two on the other side. It has to be at least 4 tfachim wide, because if not, it's easy to step from one side to the other, it wouldn't be considered a hefsek. And also, ilan, shehu meisech ala aretz. Let's say I have a tree, the mamish, it's meisech ala aretz, it covers the ground. The branches hang down to the ground. And it means that the tree is at least 10 tefachim high, and the branches are dense, they're like close together, and it comes down to less than 3 tefachim away from the ground. So whatever you plant under the tree is considered like in a different field. For that matter, if I have a rock that's high 10 tefachim and wide 4, you can plant one thing on one side, something else on the other side. L'chayra, why not? You just told me you can have a mechitza. Why should a rock be any different? That sounds like a rock solid mechitza if it's a rock. But here the Chiddush Shiz explains about Tanura, even though it's such a rock solid mechitza, because it is a rock, it still has to be wide 4. Less than that, it's not considered a mechitza for a hefsek. So we learned in our Mishnah, although there's a halacha, you can plant a different mean right up to your friend's field, but not chardel and chariya, not mustard seed, and this psamim called saffron, because that hurts the tefuah. So people are going to say, it all must belong to one person, because if it was someone else, he would have never let him plant it there. And therefore, it'll look like he's over klayim. You could plant a row of mustard or chariya next to a field of vegetables. This doesn't bother people, and people will vade say, vegetables next to tefuah, it's two different people. Then the Mishnah told us about different things that are considered a mechitza, so you can plant one thing on one side and something else on the other side. A bor, that's a strip of land that wasn't plowed. Near, that's plowed land, but it wasn't planted. Gofa is a stone wall, even without cement, just stones one on top of the other. Derech is a private road, as long as it's 4 amos wide. Gather is a fence with cement, that's high 10 tefachim. Or a trench or a ditch, that's deep 10 and wide 4. 4 meaning 4 tefachim. Or you have a tree. It's like an umbrella, comes down to the ground, covers the ground with its branches. They hang down to the ground, as long as the tree is high 10 tefachim, and the branches come down to within 3 tefachim of the ground. It's like a separate place. You can plant different things under that tree. And the Mishnah concluded saying, the same is true for a rock that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. And here the chiddush is, even though it's a rock, which l'chayrish should be the best mechitza possible, you still need it to be wide 4 tefachim in order to be able to plant one thing on one side, something else on the other side.